The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. Our Gemara talks about the Isser and the Chiv about Mishkav Zachar. And people know that nowadays it's very relevant frequently to know how to deal with people or chas v'shalom being oisik in inyanam ha-mishkav zachar. So I'm not going to talk specifically about this question. I'm going to talk generally about the inyan of putting another yid in a situation where he will be punished by the government because of the fact that he broke laws. And I will limit my discussion to a case where the government is going to be putting the person to death. Obviously, that does not apply in contemporary society in a general sense. Although it may apply in certain countries like Saudi Arabia, but I'm going to be discussing that specifically. And what I'm saying may be used possibly to a certain extent in contemporary society. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says a story that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the great Tana, the son of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yechai, was together with him in the cave for 13 years, and he one time met one of the Roman officers who was in charge of prosecuting the criminals. Maybe it was a policeman, maybe it was a prosecutor, but he was in charge of putting Jewish criminals behind bars. And he asked this officer, how do you know that you're getting the right guys? Who told you that the people that you're putting behind bars are really the people that belong behind bars? Maybe you're getting the good guys and leaving the bad guys free. So the officer asked him, what do you suggest? So he said, well, I would use a certain test to determine whether or not a person really belongs in jail or not. Or actually, in that situation, we're discussing killing the person, not putting him in jail. They were meeting out capital punishment over there. So he gave a certain test. You walk into a bar in the afternoon. If you see somebody dozing off and you determine that he doesn't have a job at night, so what's he doing sleeping in the afternoon? Obviously, he was up all night, doing all kinds of criminal activities. We can have a discussion about exactly what how strong this evidence is, but obviously, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon held that it was enough to mechayev a person. And the Roman government found out about his suggestion. They said, okay, great, he has such good ideas. Let's use him. It sounds like he's a great person to have on our force, to have on our team to catch the criminals. So they took Rabbi Elazar Shimon and they put him in charge of catching Jewish criminals and getting them killed. So Eliyahu HaNavi found him and he told him, you're chaimetz v'nyayin. Your father, Rav Shimon Vayichai, was an unbelievable tzaddik, and you're chaimetz. You're not such a good person because you're killing yidden. So he said, "Kaitzim ani mechalam and akarim. I am destroying. I'm taking the thorns out of the vineyard." In other words, these are people that really we don't really want to have among us, and that's why I am bringing them to death. So Ritva over there in that sugya discusses what was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's right to kill these people. We're dealing with people that weren't necessarily chayiv misa and didn't tire. There was no bezdin paskin at the chayiv misa. They didn't necessarily do averis for which they would be chayiv misa. So what was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's right to go ahead and kill these people? So the Ritva says that since he was working for the government, and the government certainly did have a right to punish people in the way it saw fit, according to the guidelines that were just to a certain extent, to the extent that's required of the government. They were not arbitrary guidelines. We find in the Paiskim that if the government is arbitrarily killing people, like unfortunately it happens in many countries, the government just kills people at whim. That obviously is not a job that a person could take, to be a shliach of such a government and to carry out the dirty work for them. However, in a case where the government is following a rule of law, and it doesn't discriminate against a specific segment of the population, in that case, the government is certainly within its rights punish and to judge people as it sees fit according to the Tzairich HaShah doesn't necessarily have to be according to the guidelines of Din Torah or according to the guidelines of the Mises that were given to Bnei Noach, because the Melech has the right to judge according to the needs of society. And if the Melech sees that, for example, the rampant issue that people are crooks, the Melech has the right to condemn such people to death. And the evidence doesn't have to be necessarily based on what the Torah considers to be evidence, but as long as it's something that makes sense, that would be acceptable, and the king would not be considered a Reitzeach. And therefore, Rav Elazar of Shimon, who was working and doing the work of the king, he was just carrying out the punishment for the king, would not be considered to be a Reitzeach by killing these Yidden or by causing them to be killed. He's just the Shliach of the Malka to Kamalka. So I was one time discussing the issue of Mesiru with one of the Gdeli Hadar, and I was discussing whether or not a person is allowed to inform under certain circumstances, keep in mind everything I'm talking about is in general terms. We're not discussing any specific halachas. Everything obviously has to be a big shaila that has to be asked to your Rav. But I was discussing a specific case where a person was breaking the law. What would be the halach if somebody went and informed on this person? So I was told that this is obviously a case of Rav Elazar of Shimon, since the punishment that's going to be dealt to him is not extra legal punishment, it is within the confines of what the law demands be prescribed to this person. Therefore, it's not considered Mesira. So he basically relied on this Ritva to allow a person to inform on somebody else, which is extremely surprising. If you look, I mean, the lashon of the Ritva sounds like it's only because you were asked by the king to be a shliach, to be an agent of the king, to carry out the punishment that the king is trying to carry out. But just arbitrarily going and informing on somebody, that wouldn't necessarily be included in this heter of the Ritva. And indeed, that's what Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, in the Igros Moshe, that the heter that we learn from this sugya is confined to a situation where you are being called upon by the government to either testify or to carry out a punishment. So in that kind of situation where the government is asking you to do something for them, in that case, obviously, we could learn a heter from the case of this of Rav Elazar of Shimon. But just if the government is not requiring the person to perform this action that he's doing to get the other yid to put the other yid in sakana, that would not be mutter even according to the Ritva. Now, originally when I heard this hefter, I looked in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say the opposite. The Shulchan Aruch says that whoever is mazik as a rabim u'mitzairam, whoever is causing damage to the rabim, to the community at large, such a person we can hand over to the malchus to punish him. However, somebody who is being mitzair, an individual, that individual would not have the right to go ahead and hand that person over into the hands of the government. It would seem to indicate that this heter is confined to mazik asarabim. I mean, not this heter specifically. I mean, we're not even really discussing this heter. We're discussing a different heter. But it seems to be saying that even if a person is being mazik you, you wouldn't have the right to cause them to be punished by the government. So this would seem to indicate the opposite of what this Gadladar was telling me. Now I just want to add that another time when the Gadladar was asked this question, he did not rely on this Ritva. It was a situation where somebody was being subpoenaed to testify. In that case, he said, when a person is being subpoenaed to testify, that is a comparison to Ritva, where you're doing it because you're being asked by the government to do it. However, he agreed at that time that this heter would only apply to a situation where you're being called upon by the government to do this specific action. Now, before that, I was looking into this, so I looked up the Makayr of this Shulchan Aruch. The Makayr is the Rishayim, the Rif, and the other Rishayim in Bava Kamma. Then the Bava Kamma and the Sugya Masira, the Rif brings down the Gemara in Gittin. It's a very interesting Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that Marukva sent a Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. Maruk was sent to Rabbi Lazar. People who are challenging me and causing problems to me. Marukva was the governor, was the leader of the Yidden. He was like a king. He was the Reish Galusa. And certain people, Geneva specifically, was causing him major, major problems and Agmas Nefesh. And he said, it's within my ability to hand them over to the government and get them in trouble. So, Rabbi Lazar sent back. Send them back a pasuk and tell them. I said, David HaMelech says, I'm going to watch my ways from doing an avera with my tongue. I will seal my mouth shut. When an evildoer is standing against me, I will keep my mouth shut. Even though there's a Russia fighting with me, nevertheless, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And then he said, commentarily, Tuva, they're causing me a lot of anguish. I can't hold myself back anymore. Shalal Klei sent them back a message. Doim Hashem v'scheloi. Doim Hashem, be quiet for Hashem. V'hu yapil mulcha chalom chalom. He will make them fall in front of you. Hashem harvelim beis medrash. Go to beis medrash. Daven, learn. V'im kol me aleim. They will be destroyed on their own. Hadar v'yotzim pira. Belazar, once Belazar said this, and asnu l'gniva v'koyla. They killed Gniva, the person who was fighting with the Belazar. Zok derif. In Baba Kama, he brings down the Gemara, and he says, "Shamini mina, we hear from this. I feel a makom tzar also lemimser bar Yisrael malchus leiv dekachavim loishna gufi veloishna amayne. Even in a situation where a person is causing you tzar and anguish and pain and suffering, nevertheless, you cannot hand him over into the hands of the goyim to prevent him from causing you this tzar. Even though what he's doing is not necessarily right, he has no right to cause you this tzar. Nevertheless, you cannot use mesira to get yourself out of your predicament." So when I looked up these Rishonim, I thought that even if what the God Ladar was saying did not stem with the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, it sounded to me like this Gemara was just a Midas Chasidus. First of all, it's unlikely that Marukva would have sent a Shaila to Rabbi Lazar and would have thought that we could be matir a real Indian of Mesira. What would be Marukva's havamina to imater mesira just because somebody's going to tsar you? Second of all, I mean, the tsar should not be a heter to be over an avera of being mazik somebody. Second of all, the answer Belazar sent him doesn't seem to be that he's telling him that it's aser, it's iser gomer. He says, Doim Hashem is chayla, he says, Eshmer drachay mechatoy bol shayni. It sounds like a good thing to do, it sounds like a good Indian. It doesn't sound like he's being over Masira, which chas v'shalom is mighty a person mechal Yisrael and causes him to lose his chaylik and l'mabo. So I thought that even though the way that the Ritva says it is, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein also writes this, that it's only when he's being called upon by the king, he's a shliach of the melech, that's where we have the het of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that would only be necessary to take off this inyan of Midas Chasidus that we find in the Gemara and Gittin. But for the etzim, Isra of Mesira, that would be hutar just because of the fact that this person is really chayav misa because of the din ha-melech, because of the melech passed a law and said that somebody who does this is chayiv misa, that would be enough, be'etzem, to say that if somebody hands him over to the king for misa, that would not be considered mesira, since it's oiskehalten, since it's within the framework of the law, therefore, there would not be a question of mesira me'ikra adin, it would just be a question of midas chasidus. So I recently was discussing the shiloh with somebody, I told somebody over what I heard, and I told him over how I understood it within the framework of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and Gittin, that I understood that the Isra of Mitzaris HaYachid is specific to a situation where the Isra of Mitzaris HaYachid, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that Mitzaris HaYachid, you can't be Moisir Melech, that halacha might only be because of a Midas Chasidus. That's what I was suggesting to this person. And this person showed me a clear raya that that's not the case. Because the Rambam brings down the same halach of the Rif, and the Rambam starts off the halach of saying, Afal pi, that he's, Afal pi shemitzayras hayachid. Nevertheless, the din of Masira. And the Rambam fears ois. The Rambam ends off saying that you have all the din of Masira of Eino Chelek Olam Haba and Chayiv Misa and everything else, even in such a situation. So it sounds clearly like a real iser. It's not just the midas chasidus. For midas chasidus, you wouldn't be chayiv misa. So it comes out very interestingly that marukva and ahavim need to do something that we know is chayiv misa and ain lechelik oil maba murder the kazakh. Nevertheless, it's not a clear raya against this, because the Rambam doesn't say that you're being moisrim l'malchus. The Rambam says you're being moisrim l'goyim. So it's possible the Rambam's talking about a situation where the person was not over any din of the malchusa. In such a case, the Rambam says, of course, that you're a real moisir, even though he's mitzaris hayachid. And that we have to learn from Rav Elazar, because we see in the case of Rav Elazar, even though he was being mitzaris hayachid, nevertheless it was an iser. It happens to be that in that case, perhaps it was only a midas chasidus, because in that case, geniva would have been chayiv misa because of the din of the malchusa. But in the case of the Rambam, where the person is not chayiv misa din of malchusa, you're just handing him over to goyim who are not part of the government, and they're just going to arbitrarily hurt this person. You hire some thugs to knock him off. In that case, of course, there will be a chiyuv misa, and in that case, of course, will be ein lechelek olam haba, because in that case, the punishment which is being perpetrated on this person is totally not justified. But it's very hard. In other words, even though the Rambam puts it down like that, the other Rishonim, in Baba Kama, the in the Shita Mekubetz, says they do discuss the case of being Moisrim L'Malach, and it's possible to say, according to them, that it's just the Midas Chasidus. But it becomes more unlikely to interpret the Gemara like this, even though I find it very schwer to say that Marukveh had Havmina to do something which he would have lost his Chelek Melma Abba over. Nevertheless, it seems more difficult to say that in a case where a person is not a shliach of the melech, that he would just be over a midas chasidus when he's moiser l'malchus. But I don't know if it's 100% clear, and in a case where the person is being required, because of the law, to testify, or to do something, again, to in some way, implicate another person, and the law requires him to do that, in that case, it's very possible that he may be protected under the Hagdara of Shlucha de Malka Kamalka. Like the Ritva says, that any time a person is working for the government, he's not being over on the halach of Mesira, because the Melech has a right to mete out this punishment, and therefore a person can act as the agent of the king.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.